begin the current daf Masechet Yuma daf Ayin Beis. Begin the Menal. Begin the Tzitzit Master. Begin with the Gemara. Navar Arba the Trei Trei. Okay, let's do four of them that have two apiece, and Havalu Tamanya. Then says the Gemara, okay, but then you're gonna have eight. So Tzitzit from turn begin to say, okay, and Chadami Navar Zav Tamanya. We're making this whole cheshbon that it had to be four of gold, and that's why we had the number 28. Why? Because you had to put gold of the same amount in each one. And if you're going to put two in each, it's going to make eight. So Seth says, okay, what's wrong with that? Make gold eight. Menol na baba sula. Having there's only before, not more. So Seth says, somewhere you could say is because Psilim says you're going to cut the threads of gold. Mid Psilim shnaim. The minimum of strands is two. Ukshinit. It's a kolecher ablu dal. And when you cut the strands, each one into half, so you can have four. Now, v'yamet tamanya, if you're going to say eight, well, then then there's no end. Ema kuf, ema elef, maybe say 100, maybe 1,000. And that's what's called fast and mudubalay to fast. You don't try to grab the more that's not necessary, that's not proven. So therefore, that's what we're going to say four, which is that's the minimum that we have to say. This the Gemara as the Gemara says, well, maybe say gold is also six. Oh, that's how it'll have a dummy disharmin. It's only because we want it to be equal to all the other types that you have. There, each one is six. But in truth, we're going to do the minimum that's necessary. And therefore, we're not going to say each one having two because that's going to make eight. Now, and I, the Gemara, had asked, say, how are you learning out 24? Maybe you should learn out 28. The Gemara didn't want to answer, because we try to do the minimum necessary. Because there, although we're asking, well, who's the 24, maybe say 28, is because we're not going to say a svar tefas mood over there, because it can't be more than 28. Because since someone has a set amount, you can't say, you don't try to take the when it's too much. Because, what does that mean? Because like we're saying, there might be 100,000. Because no, there is a set amount. To the contrary, because that's the only other one you can compare it to. To the contrary, Tosfos actually says in such a place we would say the one that has the maximum, because the yesh b'chol masai mana. Then we know, I'm not sure which one's learning out from, but in 200 is also 100. Actually, we wouldn't say tefasta merubah like tefasta. Now, although in the first paragraph of Shoshana, Abdal Mabez, the Gemara says, Makish Chagish Shavuos L'Chag HaMatzos, we compare Shavuos to Pesach, Ma'alahan Yeshlei Tashem Kosher B'chulu, just like over there, the Yom Tov continues another 7 days, and therefore you could be Mashal Mi'chagigah, so to Beshuos, although it's only one day Yom Tov, Parach Digim Matzv, L'Chagish L'Chag HaSukkos, maybe compared to Sukkos, which is one of the other Shalash Regalim, and Ma'alahan Ches B'chulu, just like over there, Yom Tov continues for another 8 days, not seven, so to Shavuos. Shoshana, the Gemara says, Tefasta Merubah Tefasta. No, you don't take the bigger one, you take the small one. I've also, I'm a Yeshua Dabba Kitzva, there also has a set amount. It's either 7 or 8. So why is it any different than we're here saying 24, 28, we're saying it should be 28. And we're not answering Tefasta, Merubah Tefasta. Shlomo Tzitzis, this is what you can say over there. No, the Hasam Kamal Chumra. There we're saying that Svaram has a stringency. Tefasta, Merubah Tefasta, you can't say that you have up until 8 days to make it up. The Adzayin Yeshleit Tashlomin, Meman Avshach, up until 7 days, there, for sure we know you're going to be okay if you do it within 7 days. To say 8 days? Who said? So as a stringency, we're saying it. But not more, because the mechagamasi for him, because maybe you do learn it for Pesach. And contrast over here, we're trying to say as something which is inclusive. There it's more restrictive. So to prepare kama the kedushin of examen av gemah hanoka, when you give the slave when he leaves a gift, now we come at fasta merubah like tefasta. There we also say, no, you're not going to give more than what's necessary indicated. Avagav manam shal kishal devar kitz. Although there for sure there either you can look at it, there is a set amount. That's a taste of some what you could say is Hasam Nami coming to Fasta Mubla Tafasta. There when we're also saying Tafasta Mubla Tafasta is the Misveka Lemefkin Mamanimal Adan is that out of doubt you cannot go ahead and take away money from the master because since it's a suffix, you will learn it from the mood or from the Ruba, it's better to learn from the mood because if you learn from the Ruba and you should learn from the mood, so it comes out that's gonna cause a loss for the master, then you're giving him more than he should have had. And therefore, even though it has a set amount, there we would say a svar, because out of doubt, we don't say matz mechel, we say matz mechel v'ra, you can't take out something that is out of doubt. So although this is a case of yesh le kitzur, because either limud you're learning it out from, whether you learn out from Erechin, you learn out from other places, where, yeah, there was a set amount, but here when you're taking away money from somewhere else, again, there we will say the svar of tefasta mu'ut tefasta. Next test must begin with the Gemara, G'sib etabayis ha'aron b'chulu, it says, by the rings of the aron, etc. G'sib and it says, v'chub es ba'ad b'tabayis, that you bring it, that's the steer in the Gemara. If that does it not budge or does it yet budge? And that's where we answer that it's somewhere in the middle. Now, Kashli Tuba says I have a very big difficulty. Amai Maisa Hakra de Behuva, why are we bringing the other Pasuk? The one that sounds like it is movable. That Pasuk is not by the Aron. That's by the copper altar. You have the same exact Pasuk of bringing, which is by the Aron. Why would we switch that Pasuk? Says I also heard people ask that the B'shas Silik Masoy is Ksiv, at the time when they would move from one place that they were settled to another place in the Midbar, Ksiv it says, Uva Aron, Uvanov, Aron the sons would come in the Soya Hamachna when the camp would start journeying. Varidus Parechas Amasach, they would take down the curtains that was hung, Vachisuba Sarain Ha'edus, Vagamer, and recover with the on the Aron, etc. Out until where it says, Uparsal of Begit Kil Vagamer, and that they covered over with a garment, etc. Adosam Abadam, until it says that they put in the sticks. Mashmet sounds like the Messiah Hamasoyis, that specifically when they would travel, that's when they would put in the sticks. But Kasha, how could you say that's difficult? Because at least remember, this our whole sugya says you can't remove it. So what do you mean you're putting in the sticks when you're traveling? So Rabbi Yaakov Marlion's Mataraz, he answers that Zeb, Divasamo Badab, this is, it says in the Pasuk that you put in the sticks. It means Al Kasfe Hanoisim Kama. It means, of course, the sticks are in there. You never let them move it. But we say we're placing the sticks on the shoulders of the ones who are carrying it. Elicha, the transporter, because now they're transporting it. But says I believe Mahasis, but my heart is shaking on this. Sharib, how could you say such a pshat? Sharib, but they caused Lahoyisham Adayin, because the sons of Kaz, who they were the ones that carried the Aron, they weren't there yet. Until you put all the vessels into their cases, because like it says in the pasuk, they're not supposed to see when they're putting in the holy things into the cases. So how could this mean that it's putting on their shoulders if they're not even there yet? So the Yisrael knew the Far Shastas and more, it would seem to explain. The Haiv or something about them, this is that they put in the sticks. Hainu, that is, Shemeshchen Habadim Lutzat Chutz. What do you mean they put in the stick? Of course it's in, they're never moving. It means to say that it should be protruding on the outside. The Yisnirin Bolton, the Parech is that it should be protruding by the curtain, Kimishne Dadi Isha, like a Gemara elsewhere says, like the two breasts of a woman out of her blouse. That's what it means with some about them, meaning that you should place it, that it's protruding outside. But even with this Peshat Sotais, Miu Kosher Kamaisa Shekshisa, but the first question I asked, that why would you bring the Pasuk of Behuva that it says by the Mizbeach and not by the Aron, that's Baduch the Kaima, that's still a valid question. And moreover, says Tais, Badechu Lishabash Asram, and it's really pushing it to go ahead and discredit the older text that we have, the Bekula Goros, Behuva is Badu, but all of them, it says that you should bring in the sticks, which is that by that of the Mizbeach, who makes this from Gersin Bebraisa Bebesa, and some texts actually have the Pasuk that it says, by the Aron, but Kafted Reb Yisrael Pchinin, they got seen Mekula Behuva. But when Reb Yisrael Pchinin asked this question, it all says Behuva. So again, it's very difficult. Why bring the pasuk of the Mizbeach and not that of the Aron, which we're discussing? So says Taisvi, I love the Mistafin Mechavraya, and if I wasn't afraid of my colleagues, Havamina, I would say a big chiddush. The Ches Tabalis Hoy Baron. Actually, there was not four rings where you put in the two sticks. There was actually eight rings in the Aron. And so too, it's obvious in the pasuk that says v'yitzaktol abitabazav, you should pour and this molten for the four rings of gold. But nasatal arba pamaisav, and you should put it by the four sides. Meaning the haynu arba karnaisav, that's the four corners. Meaning like the targum pamaisav is the v'yase is the corners. V'hadiksav, then the pasuk says b'shtei tabois al tzalei achas, there was two rings on one side. B'shtei tabois al tzalei achas, two rings on the other side. Mashma sounds like the arba tabois hol yashtei tzaleisav, that there was four rings on the two sides. Levan marasim dalet shal dal pamaisav, besides for the four that was on the four corners. Sides are different than corners, which Tais explains. B'dal tabois mehem, four the rings hol yibadim kivun le yisru, four of those rings that had the two sticks that were permanent, that were never removed. But the other four rings that was either below or above those rings, there was dafka, they would put the sticks on in those rings. At the time when they would be moving from one camp to another camp, losses are to carry the aron with those sticks. And that's what the pasuk is saying over there. You should put in the sticks. Yeah, that was only when they traveled for the other two sticks. Now, but in time, take a second look. It says, and if you're going to say, wait a second, if that's the case, I might parchach as what's the Gemara ask over here, Rabbi Chanina. On the stira, what do you mean, Lashani? Just answer very simply. There's name in the badim hayu. There were two different types of sticks. Yeshim kabum, there was some that were permanent, and that was lo yisru. Yeshim nachnasim yetsin kedibrish, and there was some that would come and go. As we explained, there was only when they would travel. So that's me, Ashur the stira. Why are we saying this middle gang, this middle type of way? that was loose in the middle but tight at the ends. Well, that's what Tzitzis Shlomit you can say is no. You have to say Veveisas Abadim Mitaboyis when it says that you, the word Veveisa, which is the terminology that sounds like that it would budge and not Lo Yisuru, that you should bring the sticks into the rings, Akul Abadim Koy. That's going on all the sticks. So therefore, that wouldn't allow us to give that answer. Because the ilikoy lahanav shayim asim b'masam. Because if you think as we just asked before, they were only going on those sticks that they would place in when they would travel. And if that's the case, then the pasuk should have also said b'chibartes abadim taboyis that you should attach the sticks into the rings. Shavilei pirish moseh hechnas oisam bad makvum. It doesn't say over there when did they place the sticks that are permanent. Elakasa b'taboyis aron yebatim. It just says that in the rings of the aron should be the sticks. It should have first said that they should first put it in. Rather, it's obvious that when it says akul abadim kozav avesas abadim, that on all the sticks it says you should bring in the sticks. It sounds like that they're all equal in this halacha of vevesa, and that is the chiyecha, the halach shenayis ben lohikavum, just like the ones that they would carry them with. You're right; those weren't permanent, as we explained, because those were only there when they would travel from one place to another one. But achanami here also we're comparing all the sticks together. Inu lohikavum mamish b'makam echad. You're right; these other sticks they weren't literally permanent in one place, meaning shle yuz zos and klam b'kam that you shouldn't be able to move them at all from its place. Ella, as this is what the Gemara's maskana for the yishuv is, lochalapachas nechnasin k'tzas l'kan l'kan, that yeah, you'll be able to move it a little bit here and there. Ah, dashu damelat does b'miktzis, now they're at least a little bit comparable. Now Tzitz answers the question why we brought the pasuk de behuva de chasa b'mizbeach. Why bring the pasuk behuva which said b'mizbeach? Why bring the pasuk that says by the aron itself? Like luya v'heis the aron to reveal regarding the pasuk v'heis that says by the aron and to tell you the kiyach the behuva de mizbeach. Just like when it says you bring by the mizbeach lohaya b'adam kavu and yeah the sticks were not permanent. Don't like chasa v'asam leisur menem by the mizbeach. It doesn't say that you now remove the sticks. Ah, nami v'heis the aron. So to hear when it says v'heis by the aron loya mamish kavu legami wasn't totally permanent, as we said, and therefore the gemara couldn't answer that. The two contradictory psukim with two different sticks, because again, it puts all the four sticks in comparison. Then Tzitzis Shlomit begins to say, "Lefi Mashal Pirush Beis, what we explained that Kula Dal Badim Koy, that's it's going on, the pasuk going on all four sticks. So Kasha Ma'ad Chasam Be'Bahu Kra Losses His Aron Hem. So it's difficult what the pasuk says. Oh, that the sticks were put in to be able to carry the ark with them, which sounds like that because they would carry the ark with all four sticks, but it's not like that. It was only carried with two sticks, because the Tzitzis says, don't answer the Bekul Arba Ban Hoyt Nosen, that yeah, they actually carried the Aron with all four sticks. Vishnaim Hem Hoya Ruchim, Vishnaim Achim Gitzor Mehem, that two of them were very long, and two of them were very short, so you could have people, one in front of the other, and they're all carrying it, because the Perek Shtei Alechem, and Menachet Av Tzadach Esam, Beis Mashmah, it sounds like, Ba'ba Gavri, Havadar Lehu V'Sulay, that only be carried four people, and not more, which have two in front and two in back, and based on what we're saying, we'd have to have eight people. So rather than earlier, it says, it appears to me, this that it says vevesa is actually only going on the permanent sticks. So badim kavuin, because regarding the sticks that were not permanent, which were only there when they traveled, why would you have to mention over here to say that you bring them? What do you mean? Only Aaron the sons put in there when they would travel, and not before that, and therefore vevesa wouldn't be relative to talk about it. And says Tosfos, hey, you should know that we're only talking about specifically the badim kavuin. Because regarding all the other vessels in the Beis Hamikdash, it says okay, you would carry with the sticks the shulchan. Also, when it talks about the kapa altar, it says that you can put in at the sticks, etc. When you carry it, also by the golden altar, it says that it should be as a container for the sticks, these rings to carry it with them. None of them says that you should bring it as a commandment. And when you're doing it, it doesn't say that you should bring it, which it does say by the ark, both when they in the command and in the action when they actually made it, which the terminology of Vesa sounds like that Moshe had to go ahead and place it in when he was erecting the Mishkan. Obviously, that's done by the Kavum, because like we said, by the Kavum, Moshe didn't have to put it in over there. It's only when they traveled. So therefore, it didn't have to say Havah by the other clay Mikdash, because they were only there when they would travel. And therefore, that's how we know that Vavesa is only talking about this of the Kavua. And yeah, that's the one that he would carry it with. Now, but then Tzitzis bothered with a question. So this, they were saying that there was eight rings for four sticks. Although in the Braisa talks about all the activities in Mishkan, when how they made it. It says, Dal Taboyz Hoyim Mikvah, boy, there were only four rings in the Aron. Two in the north, two in the south. As the Bray said, because since once you put the sticks into those rings, they wouldn't be removed forever. Shnemak says in the Pasig, but Tabazar Mechula, that which you're not supposed to remove it, sounds like only four rings, not eight. So what you could say is it's only mentioning over there the four rings, and we, those are the sticks that are permanent over there. But regarding the sticks that were not permanent over there, and like we said, it was only necessary when they would travel. You're right, that's not being mentioned there in the Braisa, and says you should know, because the Braisa there doesn't mention the rings of the Shulchan, and that even though the Torah says that there were rings, obviously only mentioning those that were there at all times and not only when they traveled. But still, Tosfos ends with Tzarchi, and one still has to look into this topic. Ketinik says, "Must begin with the Gemara." Shabamidin Tzipuyan. This one called Atzei Shid Ma'imdim is because it supported its plate of gold that was on top of it. So it says, "Nearly, it appears to me that Afilat Tzipur Zav Shalayin, yeah, and it's saying it's supporting the gold to tell you that even the gold plate that's on top of it, Batal Gabidahu, it's actually a secondary and nullified to the wood that supports it." Because Tosfos saying it chiddush. Because usually everywhere, usually the wood is secondary and nullified to the metal, to the gold. That's regarding tvila, that halacha is regarding if you buy a vessel from the non-Jew, that it's only by metal that needs to be tevil, and if it's plated, it would have to be tevil. And for all halachic purposes, regarding let's say Kabbalah's tum, and so on. Dama, where we say halacha chamayim, you go after that, which is what supports it, which actually in this case is the plating. But about tishid menikin, regarding the cedar wood, it's not like that. Because the shulchan was made out of cedar wood, and it was plated with gold. And even so, Torah's kli and the gear says eitz alav. It had a halachic status of a wooden vessel, where we see that the plating is nullified to the wood. Like the Gemara brings at the end of chagiga, that chavam beis would be all of halasim makro. We learn from sukkim, where he calls it the shulchan and mizbeach. But be that as it may, we see that the plate is bottled to it, and that's what we say shemidin sipuyan, where it's the atzei shidin that's so chashim that the gold plating is secondary and being supported by the wood.